Something really weird is happening. Okay. There we go. My computer was doing some weird things, and we're all here now. Thank you for being on time. So, how are we doing this morning? It's been a long week. We've done a lot of shifting and deepening and a lot of bumping back and forth between your daily life and your sacred life. And how are we doing? Let's do a quick check-in with everyone here to start off this morning. So you can just jump in.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm feeling a deeper integration of the sacred in my everyday life. And just a quick example is I found myself rushing to brush my teeth so I could do Qigong and then have time to settle in for this. And I realized, well, brushing my teeth is a sacred act too. So I grounded in and just in a relaxed way brushed my teeth.
Excellent example. Beautiful. Okay. Just hop on.
It's Fran. That is a wonderful example. And I've been having similar examples in my life where I'm unbelievably, I've just been sitting and then I rush off to fit something in so I can do something else. So it's me like brushing my teeth or combing my hair or taking a shower, whatever it is. I am in a challenging place, I would say. I knew something was off with me last night. When I spoke, it didn't come from the deeper place that I am familiar with, and I really didn't understand why. And when the ceremony was abruptly ended, and you asked if any of us might have a possible, explanation for that or might have contributed to the cause, I simply would not say. I had heard a little peep out of the room where Lewis it was, and I thought he might be, on a call or something. And for about, 15 seconds, I was aware of what might happen, which it was pure quiet. Turns out it was probably the microwave or something or the dishwasher, but I didn't speak that. And then. And I didn't. I went to bed, mulling that over and wondering, what that might be about, and asking that, and some other things that I've written down that are kind of for me to attend to from what we've has come up in our discussions. And I might have slept. I might have gone in and out of sleep for an hour or two, and then I was unable to return to sleep. And it's I try and allow as I might. I simply could not drop into sleep. And in the almost daylight hours, it dawned on me that I had this huge tension throughout my body, especially the upper part going from the pelvic floor up to the top, but also in my legs. And it was like I was wearing a very tight coat, not outside of my body, but slightly inside. And I don't know if that's the fascia. I'm guessing it might be. But it was literally like steel is too strong, but it was so tight. I was unable to drop through that. And a little bit later, as I was, just letting that, asking for guidance on what that might be, I heard fear. I am very afraid of something, not terror, but a frozen kind of fear. And when I got out of bed and I pretty promptly went outside and sat. The tension was greatly dissipated. I was able to allow myself to drop down into Mother Earth through my feet with my soft calves and or soft softening calves and my tailbone. And I was even able to feel something that I spoke a couple of days ago, how my experience of, we all were giving our, what our experience was of a particular energetic event, and I felt myself both dropping down and rising up simultaneously. And I felt that again. It was very subtle, and I believe had I not spoken that a couple of days ago, it wouldn't have been in my awareness bank, if you will. So I'm saying this really to kind of square up about where I am and where I've been, and I'm allowing this to open.
Okay. So that little peep did not cause what happened in the circle last night. But thank you for owning up.
No, I knew. I actually, thank
yeah,
you. I knew it didn't. I mean, I knew it didn't, but I also knew that I was refusing to speak. So, like, that was the point. I just something,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I want to bring back up what I've mentioned before about who we're sleeping with.
I was alone.
Oh, you were alone. Okay.
I was in the, I can't lay it on Lou. I
okay.
went to bed early, had separate dinners, went to bed in the guest room.
Okay.
So it was
okay.
not about it. And he kept a very respectful distance. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. So, beautiful. Okay, you really took care of yourself.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Who's next?
This is Carolyn. Mm-hmm. I drew a ruin this morning, and it was talking about obstacles in your path and considering that a delay may prove beneficial, and not acting needy or lusting after a desired outcome. And that it's the difficulties can be the arising of a new beginning. So today's a new beginning.
Okay, next.
This is Cindy, and I have continued to be fairly uncomfortable all day yesterday and this morning, but I am appreciating that I feel like we've gone through this process enough that I think, all right, well, that was a interesting, painful memory that just surfaced, and I'm just going to let it bubble up and out, and I know this will pass. It's just coming up to clear.
So like an old wound trauma
yeah.
kind of thing?
Oh,
okay.
yeah. So many.
Okay. Yeah, they're there.
They're there.
We all have them. Okay.
And I'm beginning to normalize the changes that I've gone through this week, and actually look back and see that throughout the week, you know, we've had a lot of challenges in terms of the house, and I've actually been on top of things, which is something I'm not usually doing. So I'll attribute it to the changes I'm going through. More aware. Thank you.
This is Laura. And I've had this awareness around all of my life leading up to this moment in a way that just is feeling so comforting.
Okay, next. Good morning, it's Michelle. And sleep was difficult. And the result is that I had an insight that is very important to me, which I understood and am grateful for. And part of that is, for me, is not having one foot in one area and one foot in another part, that both feet need, for me, need to be in the sphere of my being as I move through the earth plane. So that was an image that was important to me this morning. Thank you.
This is Trish. I don't hesitated to come on. I'm not sure I'm fully grounded. I've kind of been up all night, awoken to some not so nice dreams after last night. And the only thing I, like Fran, didn't really want to speak, but I have to tell you that right before you said, "Oh, the circle broke," Thor popped his head in and said, "I want my apples." So I don't know if it's Thor or not, just going, "Stop this, I want to eat," or what. But anyway, so it's a little challenging. It's okay. I'm working with it. You know, it's just there. I know it's there to help me to show me where the agitation is so I can work with it.
How's Thor doing?
Oh God, he's like a 2-year-old.
Oh,
he's
good.
Fine. He's completely fine. Here, we all think he's maybe going to go someday, but no, he's doing much better than Rio, actually. So, he's happy as a lark. It's spring, lots of green grass and apples.
Give him a hug for me.
Okay. Thank you.
It's Renee. I had the experience this morning of feeling different, and it's very subtle. But I sat with this sense of myself, and I'm still trying to find the words to describe it. But it really relates to, at least in this lifetime, to since I was in grade school, living with this impending sense of losing all of the people in my life, my family, my friends, and being completely alone. And sometimes we don't realize that something has been with us until it's not with us. And now I'm able to sense into this heavy thread that has it's just been a drag on my energy, and it's been, I'm still sitting with it and letting it reveal itself more to me, but it feels really, really profound.
I've, you know, spoken to this, and actually that is the description of our Power of the Ceremonial Circle program on Monday nights, this session. Oh, by the way, did you notice that I asked if you would post on the Monday night class page? We've been posting great things on the training page. Wonderful, wonderful posting. But if you could each just post on the Monday night class, it would it'd be sharing beautiful energy with that class. With that, it'd be really beneficial and really beautiful.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Well, I wanted to bring this up as a point of topic, but I also wanted to make sure Renee was done expressing what she wanted to express before I asked what I was going to ask.
Are you done, Renee?
Yeah, those are the only words that I have right now to describe it. Thank you.
Yeah, all week for me, since Monday, I've been going to that page, the Monday night page, and it has not resonated with me to post every day. I would go, and then I felt like it was a sense of obligation, and I kept being drawn back to our page. And actually this morning when I was running, I thought, well, maybe I could just post the same thing in both places, and that didn't seem to make a lot of sense. And instead of just making a decision, I thought maybe it was a good topic for the group, because I feel personally really aligned and integrated, and that page, our page for this training, feels really alive. And when I go to that page, it's just not feeling the same. And it's not a criticism or a comparison, but it's just how I'm feeling.
Does anyone else want to share about that?
Yeah, it's Fran. And I did read your post, and I have been intending to do that. I have also been going to that page and reading. And my own sense is that that page does feel less alive to me, and that it will be very helpful if I will post there. It's almost like personally feeling like I've sort of abandoned that circle for this one. And I know that's not my intention. That I choose to be fully present, wish to be fully present in each of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Sarah, it's Lisa. A couple of days ago, I was looking through the posts, and I'm like, where's my post? I had intentionally created something, and I posted two things that day, but I think I put them both on the ceremonial page. So I didn't realize that until yesterday. I did see your message. Monday's night class, just I passed out, and I passed out every time I listened to it for 3 days. So, and even I started to try to read the summary, and it was like I glazed over. I just couldn't take it in. So I think there's a little bit of overload happening right now. I'm glad I passed out. It was amazing. But I did want to write about my experience, that your comment at the very end, which is the only thing I heard, was just that you had never experienced anything that high fiber frequency with the elements in a session or in a class before. Mm-hmm. And then you said that we were all ready for it. And then I really translate that to, you're always saying our presence matters. And if that's the case, then our presence helped create this high frequency with the illuminated beings. And so I wanted to share that, and I will share that. But that's what I thought I had actually tried to share the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And if you like, I can just continue on with how I'm feeling coming in today.
Unless you want to
move on to more feedback.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm a little out of sorts, and I think I'm having some. Let me say the wonderful things about the week. I have developed an internal relationship with the elements and the directions and with my own practice that I never dreamed I was capable of. And it's been really hard for me to not sit by myself. And it's been hard to start listening to the tapes again because that's all I depended on. So it's almost like I have to kind of shift. Something's going on there as far as shifting. And life is kind of pushing me into some circumstances that definitely for sure, I would say up until Thursday, I was really integrated with my life and the connections, and it was so profound during the day. I could just be sitting and all of a sudden I would just get this heightened sense of frequency between my feet and my hands and my body. And so I really nurtured that throughout the week and feel like that's on a very wonderful trajectory. Something this morning happened is that I actually, and I'm only saying this because it brings up kind of what's bubbling inside of me now, is that I purchased a biomatic, came Thursday. I had no time to put it together. And I started reading the directions. All my insecurities just started coming out because I do have an innate history and ability to not really read things clearly. And with such an important thing, wanting to make sure. So all this insecurity that something might be wrong, I might do all old paradigm stuff. And I'm finding that there is a compulsiveness. My feelers, I'm calling them forehead feelers, are out. That like never happens really to me. Today is the first day I felt that, and I'm aware of a compulsiveness about insecurity and anxiety about doing the right thing. So that's where I'm at right now. I did ground before coming, but it's... I'm not individually through Monday night class, still trying to have us have a relationship. So that's where I'm at.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's continue the check-in and then we'll go back to the Monday night class thing.
Hi, it's Kim. I've been feeling really good about this training in a way that I haven't experienced in other trainings that I've taken with you or even outside of Spirit Hill. And the peace that is showing itself is more... I guess a kindness towards myself. I definitely have had a history of perfection, wanting to do it right, participating on some levels of like more of like a student versus a mystic. And it feels more sovereign, and I appreciate the setting, meaning all of you and the guides and the allies, and of course there are you, and it's just nice to feel softer yet stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. This is Elena. I slept finally, deeply, dreamt of a past life. And this morning I find myself longing for a longing to reach a deeper place of quiet within.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tiffany. Since last night's ceremony, even somewhat during, I've had this sort of dual feeling that in my mind can't go together, but I guess it is how it is. A deeper sense of calm, or I'm on the right path, or that but also this very nervous side that's coming out at the same time. And as I've sat and listened to other people, I guess it finally dawned on me that I have felt this at least one other time, in this same way, maybe other times, but at another point along my spiritual path, that I guess was a turned out to be a fairly big point along the way. And on a lighter note, when I was kind of deciding, kind of working with my altar this morning, a stuffed animal, a bear that my grandma gave me quite a number of years ago, kind of popped up. And then my kiddo got involved and decided to give me more stuffed animals. And I find it interesting. He gave me a bald eagle, a beaver, and a stegosaurus. So they're all here with us too.
It's your totem pole.
This is Lakshmi. Mm-hmm. I'm optimistic today compared to yesterday. It was very scattered last night, and there was this feeling of being stagnant. And then I remembered, Sarah, in one of our Monday classes a few weeks back, you had said something similar to, there's no place we have to get to, something similar to that. Mm-hmm. And that had been so freeing for me, hearing that. And then I thought about that last night, and I realize it's not stagnant. It's just, this is part of the journey, and there's really no place I need to rush to. So that really helped, recalling that.
Beautiful self-care, Lakshmi. Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, the Monday night.
The Monday night circle is very, very powerful, actually. But you're in a different sphere here. There's the sphere of energy for the Monday night class, but there's this sphere, which is continuous for 9 days. So it's really predominant. So it's not that one is more or less powerful than the other or alive. Monday night class is very alive, but you're so immersed in the frequencies of this training that you're actually not able to go back into the Monday night sphere, and that's okay. And it's an act of generosity to post. That's how I was seeing it. That if you're engaged in a deep process here, and it's got a lot of high frequency energy, and the themes overlap, then it's a beautiful tending of the Monday night group. Because that Monday night session gave you a lot, gave everyone a lot. And so the way you're assessing the livingness of that circle is distorted. Did someone come on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you had been done, but yeah, that's what came to me. I didn't articulate that earlier, but that's kind of what came to me, that we were all just so intensely in this sphere. So I the guidance was just settle in through this weekend, and then Monday revisit that page with a clearer sense of the energies there. So that was my intention to dive into that more deeply on Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you not to wait.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, that's why I said it yesterday.
Fair enough.
Okay. Okay. So today is a further deepening day. And I do want to emphasize how strenuous this really is. And I want you to pat yourself on the back for this and pat yourself on your heart and be really, really nice and kind and say good things to yourself. This is extremely strenuous. We are going as deep as we would if we were like in Costa Rica on retreat without any outside influence. But here we are involved with daily life and going deep and going into very transformational experiences. So it is extremely strenuous. You're all doing an amazing job being present to this. But I do want you to have a perspective of just how strenuous this really is and how it how much of the heavy energy of your life is coming into circulation and contrast with your sacred self. And that requires a lot of stamina to handle that in such an intense way. So, I understand that you could feel a little ragged, you could feel up and down. A lot is happening. And this is a very strenuous setup that we have here. It'd be lovely to be back in Costa Rica. So just take a moment to appreciate what you've brought to this. And then also in relationship to Fran's comment and how she said she was sleeping by herself last night. When you've lived with someone for 40 plus years, there's nowhere on the planet they can be that you wouldn't be influenced by them. You know, if Ken is feeling something, he'll say, you know, do you want me to go in another room? And I say, you know, like, that's not far enough. There's nowhere you can be that we won't be resonating together, which because he and I can just say these things out loud to each other because we're both immersed in this, it's good that we can do that. But when you're in a situation where the other person wouldn't understand about that resonance, and maybe they're not able to do the nervous system regulation that would be helpful, it's a much more challenging situation. So it's very hard to separate out from life partners. Your energies, they're very, very intertwined. Then there's a second part to that. There's, I think it's today, I've been kind of having this on the periphery. I haven't been paying too much attention to it, but I know it's powerful. You know, there's this planetary alignment that I believe is hitting today with all the planets coming into conjunction and the outer planets shifting, the closer planets shifting, and all of them creating conjunction means they're in alignment. So it creates a very high frequency resonance. So it's like all the chakras aligning. And each one has its own note qualities and impact. And it's a very powerful cosmic alignment happening. And so that's actually supporting what we're doing. I had no idea when I planned these dates that this would be happening during this week. But there's all this movement in Aries, which is all about new beginnings. and this planetary alignment that brings everything into resonance in the cosmos, that has a big impact on us. And it has a big impact on the sun. If you've been following what's been happening with the sun, it's just going crazy. And then the comet that's going through, there's a lot. All of these celestial events impact our consciousness. And they create opportunities, they create blockages, they create all kinds of frequency impact on us. So a lot of it we won't know for a while. But, you know, I love looking at the impact of solar weather on Earth events, and how when a solar event occurs and the Earth is in its path, that's when we have more volcanoes and more earthquakes and more extreme weather. We cannot forget that we are part of this Earth solar being, Mother Earth and Father Sun. And it's becoming more and more evident how we live as the children of a greater reality.